Right, I'm going to play you some audio of what it sounds like when we try and scare a bear out of our campsite.
So there was a bear in your campsite?
There was multiple bears at different times in our campsite. So there's a camping trip that happens every year. It was started back in 2019 by a dad in Charlestown. He's like, oh, we should take all the, I think it was a lot of lacrosse kids. We should take all the kids and go camping. And there's a great story with this campground. It's been there for a very long time. And the dad that organized it, I think it's like his father-in-law's great-grandparents or grandparents, on their honeymoon went to this campground, which is wild because it is rustic. Okay, so it's okay. Not a lot of amenities. It's just
bare bones camping.
It's in the woods. It sits on this creek where you can do some fly fishing, so that a woman would allow her husband to take her there for their honeymoon is wild to me. But it was also kind of adorable. And the guy that owns the campground is the spinning image of Kenny Rogers. So there's that aspect.
As he should be.
Right? And he's just hysterical and funny. And he's been there for like 20 years and has never not laughed at any of us yuppies coming to his campground. And so there are some bears in the area, and people don't put their stuff away properly, and they know this, so they just come around to take your food from you.
Okay, so I don't know how to word this.
Yeah.
I get that if you go to the woods, that's where bears live. They don't live in Cambridge, they can't afford the rent.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be, if you're in the woods, there might be bears in the woods.
Right.
But I feel like there's some places in the woods that have less bears.
Mm-hmm. This is not one of them.
And you went to the place that every Yelp review says there's so many bears here.
There's so many bears.
Why?
Because it's not my trip. I'm just...
along for the ride.
I just got invited and have been able to go the past 5 years. And I remember how much fun we had, you know, when we went 5 years ago. So Barrett and I were able to go. And it was awesome because it's, I don't know, it's 15, 20 dads and then all of the kids.
No, 15, 20 bears.
And there's three or four bears. And it just seems as the years go by, the bears fear less and less of us.
What about your fear for them?
Oh, a lot of fear for them. At one point, I woke up in the middle of the night and I opened up my tent and I had to use the bathroom. And I popped open my flashlight and there was a very large bear in the campsite. And I was like, I don't have to go pee now. I just zippered back up.
I need new pants.
And I got back in my tent.
Just walking around the campsite where you're sleeping.
Yes.
And bears. All you have is like a little tent.
Yes, that's it. Yep, that's exactly it.
So, oh my God, no thank you.
So here's the audio of the this is the first time we saw one of the bears in our campground.
Bear right over here.
Where?
Holy cow.
What?
This guy is wild. This guy don't give a
I'm sorry. No, yes.
Bear don't care.
Go! Go! Go!
So that's me.
Is that your scary bear voice?
Yes.
Go! Get out of here! Were you like reared up to make yourself look bigger?
I was staying far away, Dan. I was not moving in close.
Is that what you're supposed to do with a bear? Like you got to present like a formidable figure?
I don't know. I didn't want to test any of those theories. I was staying far enough away, but just trying to be... And we had bear spray, you know.
Okay, well, that's smart.
Nearby. I mean, I didn't have it on me. And I don't think we had it out at this point because it was so early on in the trip. Nothing scares.
Go, shawty.
Yeah, nothing scares a bear more than us and some Grateful Dead playing in the background. Yeah.
A man very high pitched yelling "Go" in a nervous voice,
and then the bear makes a sound like "Shut up, you moron!" Because I'm a bear and you're not. You listen.
Go, go, go.
Get out of here.
Go,
go.
Oh,
okay.
Have you ever
seen... Oh, you couldn't hear it. Mm-hmm. You couldn't hear it in there. Hold on, check in.
Oh.
Oh, you couldn't hear it.
Okay.
Have you ever seen him go right up that tree before?
Not here. Not like this tree.
Yeah, they will go up so quick.
Last year, they were all hanging up at a little ways.
Wow, that's bigger than the other one.
Wow, that's bigger than the other one.
If there's so many bears that you can compare them, that's too many bears.
And so, you know, you have the I said to Barrett when we went to sleep, he wanted to put the coolers in the back of my truck. and then just close the tonneau cover, like the soft mesh.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Like, bears can smell through all of that stuff. They're going to just tear it. No, we're going to put our coolers inside the cab of the truck, which isn't around us. So you move, you go park that somewhere else. And I just left the bed of the truck open with nothing in it. And sure enough, the next morning, one of the other dads didn't do that. He put all of his stuff in the bed of his big pickup truck that just had a soft tonneau cover. The bear ripped it completely off, went into it, ripped his cooler open, got all of the food and everything.
How were all the kids with the bear sightings?
They were fine. We didn't lose any.
That's everybody came back. Good dad strip overall.
Go.
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 At one point, one of the dads started chasing down one of the bears. Like,
yeah.
With getting like some cell phone footage. And I'm just like, guys,
right.
It's probably not wise.
Right. These are black bears, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
Black bears are the tiniest ones, then brown bears, and like grizzly bears.
Yeah. No, these were not grizzly bears.
Which are the extent of my bear knowledge. If this were grizzly bears, it would be the Dan show today. You would not be here.
I'll post a video. I'll put it up on the Mixed Instagram. You can see the bear. I mean, it's not huge, but it's a bear.
It doesn't matter.
When he
it's
stood
big
up,
enough.
You saw in the video, he stood up.
Yeah.
And he's like probably 5-6 feet
tall.
It's
sort of scaling a tree like Spider-Man. It got up there so fast.
All right, 617-931-1234.
Go! Get out of here!
From the 854, if it's a black, fight back. If it's brown, lay down. If it's a polar, good night.
Yeah, good night.
Thanks. So good. All right, 617-931-1234. I don't know. Do you want to share your animal encounter story from your summer vacation?
Doesn't have to be a bear.
Yeah, anyway.
Maybe you had a scary spider in your house. Who knows?
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.